Okay, so get ready to dive deep because today we're talking apple cider. You know, that perfect autumn drink. We're talking about what makes the cider really sing, not just the sweetness, but like that perfect balance of tart and crisp and smooth. And to help us get into all of this, we've got excerpts from a story about four siblings, George, Sincere, Lillian, and Violet, who are spending the day learning how to make cider.
Oh, fun.
Right. It's a charming story, but what's really cool is it gives us this perfect entry point to talk about each step in the cider making process, from picking the right apples to, you know, enjoying that first delicious sip.
The story does a great job of like highlighting those steps, especially at the beginning when the kids are with Mr. Turner, who owns the orchard, and he's explaining to them about choosing the right apples and how that can affect the flavor.
And I love how the story shows how much thought goes into picking the right apples. You know, like it's not just grabbing any apple off the tree. Like Lillian, she gets so excited about finding some beauties on like a high branch, which I guess maybe those are better. Who knows?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, you've got all these different types of apples, Granny Smith, Gala, Honeycrisp. They each bring something different,
Hey,
right?
boy.
You've got the tartness of a Granny Smith versus the sweetness of, say, a Gala. And blending those, that's really where the art comes in, because that's what gives the cider its complexity. It's not just about one note, it's about all these different flavors coming together.
Oh, for sure.
But getting back to the story, I love how they describe the cider press. You know, that moment when the juice starts flowing and Violet's reaction, it's just so perfect.
Yeah, it captures that kind of magical transformation,
All
right?
right.
You go from these, you know, solid apples to this liquid gold. And it's a process that's been around for like centuries. Speaking of, I was reading that like people have been making cider for way longer than we've had like modern apple varieties. Like, what kind of apples did they even use back then?
Well, they used what they had, Often these were smaller, more bitter apples, not the kind we'd eat straight off the tree today. So when Sincere, that curious little guy, when he asks if cider is a liquid or a solid, he's actually kind of hitting on something really important.
Because at that point it's still changing, right?
Yes, that fresh pressed juice, that's just the starting point. It's still got to go through fermentation, which is where the real magic happens. And that's influenced by a whole bunch of factors: time, temperature, the specific yeast strains used. All these things contribute to the cider's final character.
Man, it really makes you appreciate that, you know, each bottle or glass of cider is like the result of this whole like complex process in
Right, it's
history.
a journey.
It is a journey from orchard to glass. It's pretty amazing. And speaking of, you know, how the story wraps up, I love that it ends with the kids, you know, sitting there enjoying their homemade cider. Like they've put in all this work, they've learned so much, and now they get to like savor the reward.
And it emphasizes that connection. They've seen the whole process. So when they drink that cider, it's not just a drink, it's an experience. They remember picking the apples, working the press, everything that went into making it.
They're not just tasting the cider, they're tasting the whole journey.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, I'm ready for a cider now.
You too.
But next time I see a jug of apple cider, I'm definitely going to remember George, Sincere, Lillian, and Violet. And maybe think about those tannins a little bit too.
Yes, exactly. And maybe even try making your own.
There you go. Now that would be a real deep dive.
That it would.
All right, cheers to that.
Cheers.